Now we move into an area where you actually have the conversations. So once you've kind of identified what you think some of the issues might be, then you got to have the hard conversation about performance. Now, everything we've reviewed in Module 2 about having hard conversations applies here. In the next two videos, I'm actually going to focus on language and how we use words to unlock or lock people. Language is an incredibly powerful aspect of leadership. It is one of the most important things to understand how to use and learn. And the reason is because words create worlds. The words you use can create whole new opportunities for people, and it can shut people down. Words are incredibly powerful. So when people say, you know, use the old saying, sticks and stones can make my break my bones, but words can never hurt me, nothing could be further from the truth. Words are exquisitely powerful. And so I'm going to just show you a few little phrases to help you begin to think through, how could I have this hard conversation in a way that people would really receive it? In this video, we're actually going to focus on another aspect, which is the way into some of these conversations, is where you actually focus on how any weakness you observe may in fact be an overplayed strength. So sometimes the weaknesses you're seeing are just overplayed strengths, and that's true in all of us. So it's not true of all weaknesses, but I'm gonna just name a few to help you begin to think this way. So let me show you some examples of what I mean by that. So let's start here. Let's say that an area of development is that this person talks too much in meetings. One of the things that you could ask yourself is, how might this be an expression of a strength of theirs that is overplayed? And so here's my example. It's not the only one, but you know, the way this might be an overplayed strength is they're smart, they think fast, and they have an abundance of ideas. That's maybe true of that person. May not always be true, but that's an example of what that weakness might be. So if you know that, the reason this is important, the reason it's a crucial piece to actually begin to explore what might the strength be, is because it's a helpful way into the conversation, and it's got to be an authentic way in. So let me show you a phrase or a sentence that I might construct, and you don't have to use, these are not sort of direct quotes that you need to lift, but use them as inspiration. You can lift them if you want, but you might want to frame it how you'd like to frame it. So here's an example in this case. You are a smart, quick thinker with a lot of great ideas. So you literally name the strength that they have and identify it, observe it, and do it authentically. You're not buttering them up here. You're genuinely saying, look, this is something I observe in you. And then you'd go on to say, sometimes others may be discouraged from contributing. So if you sit with this person, you could simply say that. Hey, I think you're really smart. You got this incredible abundance of ideas. And sometimes I wonder if other people reserve them the right to contribute because your ideas are so much bigger and better and so much faster. And I wonder if we're missing anything. So that's one way to have that conversation in a way that might be easier to receive if you're on the other end of that. Let's look at another example. Let's say an area of development is that the person doesn't commit to a perspective. They're quiet and reserved. Maybe this is in meetings, right? So they're quiet and reserved. What would be the overplayed strength? How about this? Maybe their overplayed strength is they're incredibly considerate of others' opinions. This is a true and genuine strength, something that should be appreciated and acknowledged. And that it's when it's overplayed, it becomes a bit of a problem. So what might be a sentence you could use, a phrase to get you into that kind of conversation? Here's an example. One of your greatest strengths is kindness, and it's often lacking in the corporate world. Sometimes we can't hear your direct and clear point of view. So here's where you're just acknowledging great strength. Look, you're incredibly kind. We appreciate it, but we actually want your clear point of view. It helps us when we hear your clear point of view. So that's one. Next one. Let's say they bully others and the person confronts too quickly. They're kind of eager to get in and challenge and confront. Well, and that overplayed strength may be something like this. They have great emotional honesty and clarity of perspective, and they're strong. See, emotional honesty is actually quite a beautiful thing to have. You actually know where you stand. There's not a lot of guesswork, and that's a real gift. They have a strong point of view. There's nothing wrong with that. So how might you express that? You could say something like this. We welcome your honesty and clarity, and it also helps when you bring your curiosity and openness to other perspectives. So here again, lots of different ways to get into this conversation, but I'm just giving you some examples of how the language you use and thinking through your language has a big impact on how the conversation's gonna go. And then we have this one. What if they're too critical of others? And this is just the last one we'll do. They have really high standards and they tend to focus on the work and how well it's being done. So what might be a statement that you could use to help them manage some of their natural tendency to be more critical? Here's an example. We respect your high standards and determination to get the best out of people. It helps people hear you when you express appreciation as well. So that's just another example. Now there are, you know, an endless number of examples and an endless number of ways to go through this and to get at this, but the key concept I just wanted to illustrate in this video is simply that. Sometimes a weakness is an overplayed strength. And understanding that helps you know how to get into the conversation so that it is able to be heard and received by the person that you're giving it to. So play around with this. Maybe identify if there's some person in your life, in your work, where you're looking at them and you're going, boy, they are so this and they're too that, and I wish they weren't so much of this. Start with that weakness and then ask yourself, how might that just be an overextension of a strength? And then see where it takes you. See what kinds of words and phrases come up. And then test those phrases. Go to someone who you're not in the middle of that conversation with and ask them, how would this be received by you if you heard this from me? Okay, in the next video, I'm going to introduce you to what I call switches. And looking forward to seeing you there.